My dear family, my husband came to me with some concerns, which I will share with you, about the military videos I have put up. I had discerned the unusual approach to getting everyone's attention to rise up, to be strong, committed, and brave in the Lord for whatever is coming in these end times. You know, we've been told these things are going to get rough for a long time, but people are kind of jaded about and worn out about the whole thing because it didn't seem like anything was happening. Well, now something is happening. I came into prayer concerned that I might have made a mistake in posting them. Well, originally I wasn't going to. They were just for our communities. But one got published, and I thought that everyone needed to press in and be strong for the tribulation. So I allowed them to be posted. But looking back, maybe that wasn't for everyone. So I asked the Lord, "Lord, do I need to do damage control?" Jesus began, "Not quite. I allowed you to dive into that because I wanted to convict all of you of your laziness. I also knew you would enjoy the adventures and could easily get hooked on it. In truth, it was a test, my bride. I saw you beginning to suspect that, and your husband caused you to check it again about watching any more, and you got pride. You must be very careful, my love. There are seducing spirits planted in everything. You can feel the movement of my spirit when something is off, and you were beginning to suspect it was time to move on, which it was. This is what you may tell the channel. No one's discernment is perfect. Each of you do the best you can with what you have. Always be suspect when you feel a check about something. In this case, Claire started to feel a check but didn't cut it off soon enough. The enemy was trying to sidetrack her. She has been sidetracked many times before in her life as a Christian, and it's been a pattern in her life. Note, I said it has been a pattern. She's still learning, and you have the benefit of watching her mistakes so you don't fall into them. A little goes a long way when something becomes pleasurable and a habit, drawing you away from your work. Suspect that you might have been seduced and that the enemy is playing on your fancies, distracting you away from focusing on the real mission I've given you. Thank you, Lord. Please forgive me. You are learning, and you have a good husband who watches over you. I have seen that you take him very seriously, and that pleases me to no end. He is your covering, and your honoring his input is a built-in safety factor. You work together well as a team. Tell him for me that I'm very pleased with the way he brought this to your attention. And for all of you who are married, there is no place for criticism in your relationship, no place for belittling or fault-finding. What there is place for is watching over one another and gently suggesting there may be something in what they are doing that is a trap, without accusation or a hint of criticism. You are partners. You are there to protect, not browbeat and act superior, cutting your mate down. There is no condemnation in Christ, but there's plenty of room for increasing your discernment skills together as a team. To condemn your spouse and find fault, bringing up their errors of the past, is unnecessary and counterproductive. That only discourages. Rather, stand by their side and help them go through their discernment process with me without making them feel inferior or guilt-ridden. When you take that approach, thinking you are so superior to them, you're setting yourself up for a big fall. Rescue the way you want to be rescued. For when I see that, I will answer your prayers. But if I see belittling, it can impair your prayers from being answered. In this case, it was a test. A little goes a long way. The minute she began to feel that it was going for too long was the minute she needed to get more serious about discernment. And she did. It just took a little longer than I was comfortable with. But thanks to the prayers of her husband and their ability to share together, they unraveled it and figured it out. And now this message is confirming exactly what happened. My dear ones, do not be afraid to discern with one another. Do not be afraid to take the time and sit down with your spouse and say, let's look at this together because I think it could go too far. That's the gentle, loving, and sane way to handle discernment when you think the enemy may be pulling a fast one on your spouse. Period. And that's the end of this message.